Do you make New Year's resolutions? I do. I start thinking about it in December. Not seriously, of course, before Christmas. We go to visit family in Minnesota the last few days of the year, each year, which means about an 8-hour drive for us each way. That is a great time for me to think and plan about the new year. Of course, full disclosure, I am a teacher, so my teacher brain is always about planning for the next semester, planning for the fall after the summer. So New Year's resolutions fits into that mindset perfectly. Besides, I love that feeling that you don't have all the time. And that's important to remember, but that feeling of excitement, like I have a plan and I know this is going to work this time. Now, you may have great evidence that it didn't work before, but you are excited and you have the hope. Hope is the biggest thing I think we take into the new year as a new start, a fresh start, a new year, and this is going to work. Now, let me talk to you about the reality of now, today, it's a week after the new year. And I planned this for today and not right at the new year because I think this is an important time. Did you make New Year's resolutions? Did you start them? Have you failed at them? I can say yes to all of that. Now, let me give examples in each area, spiritually, physically, maybe emotionally or mentally. A spiritual example, a common one, very important, starting a Bible reading plan, Bible study, doing something regular with your Bible, walking with the Lord every day. This could include starting a prayer time, a prayer list, getting a place to pray, starting a Bible plan on a Bible app, meeting with someone, discipleship, all of these. Now, it's been enough time. And if you're still going strong, I totally commend you. And I think that's awesome. Listen to this again in February. There will come a point where you hit a wall in any area and you may falter and fail. And we know this because of how it has happened for us in the past. Let's take an example of physical. The most common, of course, is a diet or starting an exercise program, getting off of sugar. Low carb, what are we doing here? More protein, showing up at the gym or an exercise class or something. If you have already, you said 5 days a week or 3 days a week, and you've already missed some of those because life happens and your flesh battled, I don't want to start getting up at 5:30 or 6 and doing this, especially after all the holidays. I hate this. And you're battling your own flesh. Other things come up in life that you have no control over. Someone gets sick or whatever it is. You know these things happen. And you know that the devil tries to kill things right at the beginning. My pastor often reminds us the devil is an expert at infant mortality. When you are trying to do something good, spiritual, physical, mental, anything, you are going to get more oppression at the beginning because if he can root it out, like the seed that the farmer sowed in the parable that fell by the wayside, it was, you know, the birds plucked it up. It didn't have any roots, so it withered away. The beginnings of things not getting rooted is a huge reason why we don't keep our resolutions. So some people make jokes about it and think, oh, we don't do New Year's resolutions because that never works. And I have a little different mindset on that. I say, you know what? This is the best education ever. I see myself more clearly than when I set these expectations. I had was so filled with hope. This was going to be the new me. Now, a week or maybe two or maybe a month in, you start seeing, oh, this is why I haven't conquered this before. This is why I'm failing. It's a great education in getting to see and have an awareness of yourself more clearly. So instead of beating yourself up and saying, I have no character, I'm a bad person, I will never conquer this in my life, and eat a box of chocolates and just cry yourself to sleep and forget you ever tried. That's oftentimes what happens when we start failing on our resolutions. Could I suggest we look at it from fresh eyes? Look back at how and why and when and where and what made you fail. We have a week behind us with some successes and some failures. And if you don't have failures yet, listen to this again in a couple of weeks, because you will, because you're human. And say, what was it? Analyze it. Failure is some of the greatest gifts that we have, because we can understand why. If we just throw in the towel and say, oh, horrible person, that's kind of a cop-out. Other people that don't have more character than you and me are succeeding in areas that we're failing. That does not make them better. What I'm saying about that is there's a way this can be done. We just haven't found it in our own life. We do have to battle our flesh. We do have to battle oppression, but we're always going to have to battle that. Do you just decide not to live? Do you decide not to battle it? You're battling that in other areas successfully, and you have been. You can do this too, but look at what has made you fail. And that is great information. Be thankful for the failure. Oh my goodness. All the people that we study about who are so amazing, the inventors and the presidents and all these, their lives and their biographies are filled with failings. This can also be our greatest teacher. So don't throw away those resolutions that you made and failed at. Don't give up the towel. I'm sorry to say this, I'm going to be hard because I'm saying it to myself. The laziest thing you can do is to just give up because you didn't do it the way that you were wanting to do it. The hard work is actually, oh, I wanted to do this for 5 days and I only did 2. Okay, what did I do that helped me do it on those 2 days? Maybe I could just try for 3. Next week, I would like to talk to you about some ideas that will help perfectionists like you and me, if you're identifying with this, actually get more victories in our lives. Let's talk about that next week. I hope you have a great week. Don't beat yourself up and don't put away those resolutions like they're never going to happen. Let's talk about this again next week. Walk in love. We love God through loving others.